Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Trump administration announcing it will not renew Biden-era grants worth $1 billion that were boosting mental health services in schools. Arthur Jones II joining us live on WBEN this morning. Arthur, what is the direct impact of this?
Yeah, that's a billion with a B. $1 billion will not be continued through the Trump administration. During the Biden era, there were these grants to boost mental health services over 5 years that was signed right after the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. It was a bipartisan bill that was signed into law by President Biden. And effectively, it would help students during this youth mental health crisis during COVID after a lot of these school shootings.
For what exactly is being discontinued here? Because there's been such a focus on mental health in school. We've never seen more schools with mental health workers, with therapy as an option, with all these different things. At the same time, the problem keeps on getting worse and worse. So there's no evidence yet that all this extra help is actually helping anybody.
Well, the Trump administration, it says it's objecting to these grants going specifically to mental health services when we talk about psychologists and school counselors. However, they're saying that they had racial diversity quotas on them, basically saying that they were race-based mental health grants, right? And so if, 33% or what have you of your mental health practitioners at your school are not people of color, then that wouldn't fit the quota under the Biden era grants, according to the Trump administration. So they believe that it was just this kind of expansion of a DEI program, and that's why they're discontinuing, because that is their MO during the first 102 days of the administration, was to get rid of DEI practice. And they feel as though it's doing both, even though it had this mental health objective to it. They say it doesn't fit their priorities.
All right, Arthur, thank you. Arthur Jones II joining us this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.